Card, and let's get started. Okay, so we left off last time in the middle of the discussion of the question of like kinyan and ishus, right? We've seen that that ishus or kiddushin, right, is referred to as both kinyan and kiddushin, right? And we were talking about in general how we know already, right? Why does the Torah introduce erusin, right? That's sort of the difference between pre-matan Torah and post-matan Torah marriage. And we said it's about creating commitment, sanctity. Right? The Rambam focuses that you're creating commitment and sanctity through having an oser beforehand, right? Like a step back before stepping forward. It's oser her not only, you know, to everybody else, mostly to everybody else, but even also to himself. Not only is that's divrei sofrim, which probably means darabanan in this case, right? But he says sees that as part of the fundamental nature of erusin as an oser, right? We have the smack who says, oh, what we're adding is the formalization of the process, right? Before you just sort of decided, oh, we're married, what do you do? Right now, there's like a formal process that you need to go through, right? And it creates a more, you know, more serious marriage and more committed marriage because there's a real formal, it's really formal, you know, it legally has repercussions as well. Okay. Right? The Gemara says, oh, Hisha niknes, and asks, hey, niknes, maishna hacha detani niknes, right? Across the board, throughout all of Shas, we talk about kiddushin. We don't talk about likuchin, right? Or I don't know, right? Kinyanut. I don't know how you would even try to pronounce it, but right. The discussion is always about kiddushin, right? Not kinyan. So why suddenly in this one Mishnah are we referring to it as a kinyan? So the Gemara says, "Nisni hasamish kone," right? Oh, meikara tani lishna del raisa, lebasov tani lishna derabanan, umay lishna derabanan, da asola kuliyama kehektish. Right. So the lishna derabanan, what we use across Shas is, right? Kiddushin is kedusha. It's kehektish, right? Definitely a much very lofty formulation of marriage, right? It's sanctity. It's kedusha, right? It's you're sanctified to one another. But right, and the reason that's lishan darabanan, but lishan daraisa is right isha niknes, right? And why do we use that? Because of a kinyan kasef, to show that kinyan kasef works. So, right, what's this niknes? Right, why is that lishan daraisa? Right. So on the one hand, there are two lishnos, so you can say, okay, well there are two lishnos, right? Which one's the real one? Which one's the fake one? Or which one's, you know, it describes what's really going on, and which one's just, you know, a you know, okay, an alternative formulation, but it's not necessarily so accurate to the mechanics. Or, right, or we could say that both of them really have valence, and the question is, you know, the balance between them. All right, so what's really going on? And then again, the final question is, even if we can say that both of them, that one of them is really primary, what's the point of having the other? Right? If you're going to say, oh, it's really all kinyan or it's really all kiddushin, so then why is it so important for us to mention have the other one? Okay, so the other problem is if we're talking about kinyan, what does that really mean, right? How does kinyan fit into ishos? So instead, how, right, how mitkadeshet asura la'alma kehektish, right, sanctity kiddusha, those, you know, those make a lot of sense to us. Again, we might want to pin down more precisely what exactly is going on, but fundamentally, on the broader sense, it's easier to understand how that plays a role in Ishos. But what role does Kinyan play? As we pointed out, according to the Rambam, actually, I mean, we have to figure it out, but it's not so difficult to understand where it would fit in, because the Rambam sees Kiddushin, right, or Erusin, really, as an Oser. So the idea that Erusin as an Oser has like a Kinyan component or a Kinyan mechanism is not so surprising, right? Not, you know, you have to figure out why that would work or how that works or if it really is true, but it wouldn't be so surprising to us, because at the end of the day, we're trying to create an Iser, right? And, you know, who knows how you make an Iser, right? You're creating an Iser. It's not about marriage, not creating Ishos, really. They're not really married yet, so at least in a practical sense. So if we're not talking about marriage, the idea that, you know, in terms of formal legal dinim, that are creating Isurim, that you can have a Kinyan involved, okay, right? Not so, you know, surprising. We still have to figure it out, but it's not like, oh, how can that make sense, right? If it's about the formalization of marriage, right? It's like the going to the judge, filling out the paperwork, right, that the smack really was emphasizing. So then again, not so difficult. Again, we'd have to figure out how it fits in and why it all works. But ultimately, we could say, okay, kinyan is the formal legal process. And as part of the formal legal process, you know, that's how it, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles, right? There's like a formal legal, you need to do some sort of formal action. And the kinyan is the formal legal action, right? You can say all kinyanim are about formal legal actions, right? Right? What does a kinyan do? It's a formal legal action that says legally title has transferred. Legally something has happened, right? So you say, oh, if Ishus is just a irisin, it's just about creating the formal legal, you know, point of marriage. So you could say, oh, well, you need to do some sort of formal legal act, and that is like signing the paperwork. So the kinyan is the equivalent of signing the paperwork. So again, not so surprising. Where it becomes more difficult to understand, right? Or right, we're going to have to leads us to more interesting ground is within the possibility that right, irisin is really a fundamental part of the ishos. Right? If we look at the Ramban says that irisin is half of ishos. Right? It's half the mitzvah. Right? Irisin and nisuin together create a full marriage. So half of the marriage is irisin. So if irisin has a kinyan component, right? What is kinyan doing in creating marriage? Right? If you hold like Rabbi Chilmi Paris, who says that really all of the marriage is the kiddushin, right? The nisuin is just a matir afterwards. So then, right? How is it that you have a kinyan that's creating marriage, right? So that's where we really need to start, need to figure things out. Okay, now Rashi basically said that that you know we're getting a little overexcited here. Rashi says that the Torah, you know, does use Lashon Kinyan, or more accurately, it uses Lashon Kinyan from which we learn a very useful halacha, right? But it's not actually very, there isn't actually any Kinyan going on, right? The Chiddush is a linguistic point, right? Now that linguistic point basically ends up, is also going to teach us that we can use Kinyan Kesef or use right, the process of Nesina Satabas, right, is going to create Kiddushin. But ultimately, when we say that it's Aisha Niknes, and we use the Lashon Ikri Kinyan, it's entirely a question of Ikri, right? It's linguistically, it can be called a Kinyan, right? Kesef Minalan, right? Mikicha, Vikicha Lashon Kinyan, who? Right? And therefore, we say, oh, if we're talking about Kiyikach Ish Isha, and we know elsewhere there's Kiyikach, right, the Kesef Asada Kach Mineni, right, so we can say, oh, linguistically, this sounds like, you know, it's referring to a specific action. So you see the specific action must be effective as a way of creating Kiddushin. But you're not doing any Kinyan. There is no Kinyan happening, right? It's a linguistic point, right? That the language of Kinyan applies to Kinyan Kesef. Or Kiddushin Kesef, right, can be called Kinyan. Right, now, on the one hand, in terms of our sugya, it's very easy to understand then how right, you could say, oh, Lishon D'oraisa is Kinyan because it's right, a linguistic point. It has nothing to do with Kinyan being creating Ishas, right? Or Kinyan Mamo, let's say, right? Because when we say Kinyan, we usually think about, right, monetary acquisitions. So says Rashi, we're not talking about a monetary acquisition, right? No kasher. It's not even an acquisition, right? But the language of Kinyan is linguistically applicable, okay? What it does help us with I think that it's very nice according to Rashi because Rashi thinks that there's a, you know, his Rebbeim said that Kiddushei Kesef is Darabanan, you know, and here's the Mishnah saying no, you know, Kiddushei Kesef is Daraisa, right? Now, in terms of the mechanics, you're doing Kiddushin, not Kinyan, right? So we don't have to explain that. What we do have to explain, or what's interesting now, it sort of opens the door to say, well, wait a second, why is Kiddushin linguistically also considered Kinyan, right? How can you use that term, right? What does that mean about the term in general? We always assume that Kinyan means buying something, right? Right, or acquiring something, right? So if we always think that it means acquiring something, so that shouldn't be applicable, according to Rashi, because it's got shoot, right? It's not Kinyan, right? Where I says, oh, linguistically, Kenyan applies. What does that tell us about Kenyan? So actually, right? So we pointed out that if you look at the Sma, when he's trying to explain how like Kenyan shtar and chazaka and sudar work, he says they're all about right, creating a commitment between two parties. So Kenyanim in general are really, it's not that they're acquisitions, right? They're ways of creating commitment between two parties. And then, right, that commitment between the two parties is what allows us to transfer ownership or transfer title, right? But it's not that that's the transfer of the title. That's what creates the obligation between them, the commitment between them, which then effects the transfer of title, right? So kinyanim are about creating obligations between two parties. So those obligations could be monetary. Those obligations, right, could be, right, in terms of their personal relationship, right? They could be legal. They could be about kedusha, right? They could say, oh, if you know, you know, like in the old movies, so like about like, you know, I guess like kids in like high school, so like in the ice skating rink, and then, you know, like one kid like skates up to the girl and he says like, oh, you want to go steady? And she's like, okay, sure. And it's like, oh, and now they're a couple. It's like, I've seen like a bunch of them. I'm trying to remember which ones it was. It's like the old time movies, you know? So just like, oh, just saying like, oh, it's, you know, go steady. So that's not a, Kenyan, right? That's not a shtab du zelaze, right? You know, he gives her like the Cracker Jack ring, or he asks her out and like, you know, in front of Aiden or something, you know, whatever. He asks her to prom, then like, oh, now like, you know, there's like a real commitment, right? There's a difference between, oh, just saying something and committing to it in a serious way. So says the Sma, kinyanim are about creating commitment, right? So you can have a commitment to agree to some financial issue. You can have a commitment to agree to a personal issue, right? But really you have this overarching category of, right, creating commitment between two parties that could involve also different areas of life and law and v'chule. I want to say based on the Shita of Levi in the Gemara in Bava Metzia about Kenyan Sudar, so Levi is the one who holds that if I want to give you something with a Kenyan Sudar, I give you the Sudar, right? Why? So Behahi Hana Deka Mekabel Mine Gamar Ba'akanile. Because I'm happy that you accepted my gift, I then transfer ownership of whatever it is I'm trying to give you, right? Now, what's bizarre about that is, right, Rav says, no, I give you something, and you, since you're happy that I gave you something, you give me back something, right? Why does Levi think I give you something, and then since I'm happy that you accepted my gift, now I'm also going to give you something else? That's not, right? That's not usually how it works. Right? If you give someone a gift, often later the other person gives you a gift back. Right? It's not that, oh, I gave someone a gift. Oh, I'm so happy they gave me a gift. Now let's give them another gift. Right? So what's going on? So with the way Rashi describes, and the way I think the Levi describes it, is essentially, it's about creating a relationship. By giving someone a gift, you've created a relationship with them. And by having that relationship with them, what you can do is now say, ah, they have this relationship, right? There is some sort of personal relationship going on. And through that personal relationship, they can then, right, also transfer ownership of, you know, some sort of object, right? So when we say, oh, what's it? So now building this back, even though Rashi doesn't need this, right? Because Rashi says there's no Kenyan going on. But if you think there is a Kenyan going on, right, suddenly it's actually not so puzzling at all, right? And we all learned this just because of the linguistic point in Rashi. Rashi's saying, oh, by the way, you know, Kenyan doesn't mean buying or acquiring something. Kenyan means, right, there's something broader. What is that? Either like creating a relationship between two parties or creating binding commitments between two parties. But either way, how those could play a role in creating marriage is actually not surprising at all, right? I just want to reiterate, Rashi doesn't need this, because Rashi's point is actually that no Kenyan is happening, right? Rashi's saying, oh, what's happening is hitkadshut, right? Linguistically, the Torah, you know, we want to make a point that that you can call it also Kenyan. The term Kenyan would actually apply to it as well. Okay, but if you thought that there's a real Kenyan happening, right? Suddenly, it's not so crazy. Okay, now Tosvos does think there's a Kenyan, but Tosvos says that it's a Kenyan, but it's not a monetary Kenyan, right? It's a Kenyan Ishos, which actually now is much less surprising to us, right? What does it mean to be a Kenyan Ishos? So if we're saying that it's, according to the Smack, we'll say, oh, it's the formal legal process of, right, becoming married, right, which is parallel to Kinyan of Mammon, which is the formal legal process of gaining title, right? Kinyan, right, basically is, right, this process in which we formally do something. It can be formally getting married. It can be formally getting ownership, transferring ownership, right? But what Tosis makes a big point of, and this is, I think, is interesting, is that we are not dealing with the Kinyan Mammon, right? There is Kinyan, but we're talking about Kinyan Ishus, right? Tosis points out in a few ways, right? Yish lomar, b'hachi lo sagi dinehi de kesef hasada ikri Kinyan, kesef de isha lo ikri Kinyan. It says, even if we know that there's kidushe kesef, right? It's not good enough to tell me, oh, kesef hasada kach mimeni, uksev hasada shar kana Avraham, right, or sadeh kesef yeknu, without just telling me that kesef is ikri kinyan, doesn't necessarily tell me, because I'll say you're right, there's kedusha kesef, but I don't know that that kesef deisha, that if that kedusha kesef would be considered kinyan, right? And he's saying, oh, you just can't compare between the kesef and ishus. So he does this a few times in the first amud and first half, sorry, right? He also says, like, ksiv hasam Natati Ketzav Kach Mimani, Inu Choshesh Ela Shemotze Lashem Kicha Afa Gav Zelo Dami Di Kicha Dehacha Dehacha Kaima Kesef Shal Sadeh V'Kicha De Isha Lo Kaima Kesef Shal Isha Ela Isha Atzma. Right? We're not talking about the Kinyan of the Kesef. We're talking about creating the Ishas. Right? What we're trying to do from this Pasuk says also is we're trying to show that, right, the Lashem Kicha is applicable. But in terms of the content, right, they're talking about two different things. One's about buying money. Another is, about Ishos. Right, Tosis keeps going over this point a few times. Okay. So what is going on? Right, there is a Kinyan Ishos, which does what? Dashla kule alma, harehi rea mikudeshes li, kalomar, lios li mikudeshes leolam bishvili. Right, you are mikudesh to me. Right, kamo hareya mikudesh l'shamayim liyos shamayim upashta demosa mikudesh asli miuched asli umuzumen asli umiyo im haya omer talizu mikudesh li in mirashiyo. Wait a second, right? So it wouldn't work by other things. So he's asking like a similar question, like by the kiddushin question, which is wait a second, right? When we talk about kinyan, we're not talking about kinyan the kinyan that we're talking about by mammon, right? It's a totally different kinyan. He says also by kiddushin by hekdesh. Not talking about the same hekdesh as we would be talking about by hekdesh, right? The gabi isha b'ma dimitya chedet liot lo he ne'aseres l'ka. Right? By that fact that she is miyuchedes lo, she's ne'aseres to everybody else. What he's pointing out is that you're not actually being mekadesh her, right? Right? When you make something hekdesh, you have title over it, right? You have ownership over it, and you're now making it belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Beis HaMikdash, right? And the parallel here is like, oh, if here you're being miyached it, that's the only thing that's the same, but the mechanism is that because she is now in a relationship with him, she's miyuchedes lios lo, mimela automatically she naseres lako. Right? It's not that you're making her usher to everybody else, which is interesting, sort of a little bit the opposite of the Rambam, right? The Rambam says you're making a roster to everybody else, and then later, then you can create a relationship, right? You're sort of like pushing everyone else away, and then you come close, right? For the Tosvos, it's first they create a relationship between the two of them, right? And then Mimela, by being Yuched Aslo, to have an exclusive relationship between the two of them, Mimela, right? He's Naser Aslo.
So why did she become Aser to him also?
Well, current Tosvos is only Darabanan. And not only it's Darbanan, but it's sort of like it's like a secondary. It's like, oh, it's Darbanan because we want you to also do Nisuin, right? It's like the way the Rimi Perez said it, because one of the early Baal Yatosvos, he says, oh, really all the Ishos is Kiddushin, and there's a Matir of Nisuin. Yeah, Tila.
Okay, first thing, can you just clarify what, like, it means that the kicha is, kaima ela aisha atzma.
Meaning, because you're not doing the in by kesef, right? Natati kesef asadeh kach mimeni is here. Be kone this kesef, and then I'll get the field, right? So there, kicha is about the kesef. You mean kone the kesef, not the, right? As by isha, you're not being, she's not being kone the kesef and then mamela, right? And that's the kinyan. The kinyan is the isha's between them, right? The kinyan is on the isha, not on the kesef, as opposed to kinyan kesef, where the kinyan is on the kesef.
Okay, but that makes it, like, is that part of his point that it's not, like, a different kinyan because it's kinyan ishu? Like, I don't, like, that makes it sound like a kinyan to me.
Tosus in that line is mostly focusing on, he's saying, wait a second, the parallel here doesn't work, right? The psukim are bringing us, the Gemara is bringing us a parallel, saying, oh, it says in this pasuk, natati kesef sadeh kach mimeni, and it says in this pasuk, right, ki yikach ish isha. It says, I mean, you can't really learn from one to the other, because if we were talking about like kinyan kesef and saying, oh, there's kinyan kesef over there, so it must be kinyan kesef over here. Over there, we're not being, right, the natati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni is on the natati kesef, right, hasadeh kach mimeni, the kesef. Right here, you're trying to do ki yikach ish isha.
Okay.
Right? You give kesef, but that's not what the kicha is. The kicha is ki yikach ish isha, not ki yikach, you know, isha kesef v'niknes la'ish. Right? So Tosus is pointing out that the parallel doesn't really work. Now Tosus' answer is essentially that, yeah, we're not really paralleling it to kinyan kesef at all. Right? We're just trying to say that you see, and when we talk about kicha here, the kicha is a chalos kinyan, right? It's a chalos kinyan isha. It's not a chalos kinyan mamonos. It's not like your kinyan of kol Torah kula, or it's not your kinyan of seder nezikin. It's your kinyan of seder nashin, right? But it is a kinyan, right? Right? He says like, oh, wait a second. Why do we need all these psukim? We could have just said matarch lekol zeh lo hayatzarch lomar ela kesef ikri kinyan diksev. Natati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni ukseva hasadeh sharkana avram, right? Once we say that kicha, that kesef is ikri kinyan and ki yikach ish isha, we say, oh well, if yikach ish isha, how do you do that? Well, kesef is a kinyan, so you can be konan isha with kesef, right? So it says, of course you can't do that because b'hachi lo sagi nehi de kesef hasadeh ikri kinyan kesef isha lo ikri kinyan, right? Just because you know that kesef would create a kinyan on a sadeh, right? Doesn't mean that it would work for kinyan ishas. We're not talking about kinyan, right? Buying, we're not talking about acquiring something as an object or monetarily. We're talking about kinyan ishas. So why would we learn from one and learn from the other? So you have to say, not only is this kesef kone, this kesef is also ikri kinyan, and from isha and ki yikach ish isha is also, right? Not only is we learning that it's ikri kinyan, but it's also that kesef would fulfill the role of kinyan. Because it's a totally different kinyan. It's kinyan isha, so it's not a kinyan mamon at all.
Okay.
So just, on the one hand, we have these, like, right, the psukim tell us that you can, there's a parallel structure here, right? There's kinyan kesef, right? But you really need to learn that out very explicitly, says Tosos, because otherwise I would just say, ma kesher, once kinyan isha, once kinyan mamon, right? Even once you told me that there's kinyan, right? Kinyan Ishus is totally different than Kinyan Mamon. So you not only need to tell me that Ishus is Kinyan and that Kesef is Kinyan Mamon, you also have to tell me that Kesef works as Kinyan Ishus.
Okay. And the other thing I'm wondering is, according to like the idea that the primary thing that's happening is the Hidkachu and the secondary thing is the Asur, like the Isur, to what extent do you think Tosot views this as a legal process?
So I think actually, so this is what I'm going to get, was getting up to, is that if you look, right, the way Tosos describes the Kinyan as Kinyan Ishus, and then Tosos on Bet Amud Bet, when he's describing Hekdesh, right, the Hitkachut is Lios li mikudeshes lo'olam bishvili, right, dimit yachedes lios lo hi naseres lakol. The way I understand, I think, the connection between the Tosos is that what is the Kinyan? The Kinyan is the way to say mit yachedes lios lo v'neseres lakol, that she's mitkadeshet miyuchedet muzumenes rakli, right? Or the mikudeshes la'olam bishvili. The Kinyan ishos is a way of creating exclusivity. So it's not just a formalization. It's actually sort of like a by, the way Tosfos formulates is that by creating a miuchedes li, you create the kiddushin. Right? You create the mikudeshes li. Right? It's sort of like Tosfos says, like, by making her like, exclusive to you, right? Or it's like, I haven't decided yet which exactly what order it goes in. But is it like the Kenyan creates an Isser on everybody else, right? And that's why, and then there's the exclusivity, and then the Kiddush, and then she's Mikudeshes Rakla, you know, and everybody else as well? Or is it that the Kiddush, the Kenyan Ishas is, you know, Miuchedes Rakla, and then Mimela, she's Nesaris Lakol, and that's the Mikudeshes Rakli. I'm not sure how much it's like you can view it as like a two-stage process, right? Where there's like exclusive, where there's miuchedes and then asura lakol, right? Or it's like once, you know, the kinyan is creating, is, you know, it's all happening at one time. The kinyan is and the kiddushin are the same, right? And those are both creating the miuchedes li and the memela nesaras lakol. Hear that distinction? Meaning, are we saying, oh, miuchedes li osli is kinyan ishas? And Nasaras Lakol is, right? Nasis Kehekdesh, right? Mikudeshes Lios Li Mikudeshes Leolam Bishvili, right? Is like the Totsa. There's the Kinyan Ishos, right? Which is then, oh, you're, right? We have this relationship. The Mimela, you're a Surah, you know, they're, it's a Surah to everybody else because we have this relationship, right? Or, it's like the positive and then the negative. Or, is it, you know, that there's the Kenyan Dafka is what creates an Isser outside, and then Mikudeshes, you know, Mikudeshes Li is the Dafka, the relationship between the two of them, right? Which then, right, joins together with the Isser Kapechutz to be Ishas. Right? Indeed, because I'm more inclined to see the Mityachedes Lios Lo at the moment as like the, you know, the Kenyan Ishas, and then the Nasaras Lakol, you know, is Mikudeshes Rakli. On the other hand, like, intuitively, and maybe this is really what Tosfos is going for, is Mikudeshes Miuchedes Umizumenes Li is the relationship, exclusive relationship between them. And Remela, that creates an Isser Klapei Chutz. Right? I'm not even sure, honestly, whether or not Tosfos... So right now I'm trying to keep, like, Kiddushin and Kinyan separate. Honestly, I think what Tosfos might be really be saying is that they're the same thing, right? There's no, like, it's not like there are two separate stages. I think what Tosfos is probably most likely saying is that Mikudeshes Miuchedes Mizumenes Rakli is Kenyan Ishos. That's what Kenyan Ishos is. But it's, on the one hand, it's Kenyan Ishos because it's, right, Miuchedes Rakli, right, which isn't true by Hekdesh. Hekdesh doesn't work that way, right? If you were to say Hekdesh, then that wouldn't be a logical parallel. Right? That wouldn't work by a talis. Why? Because it's not relevant, right? You can't have it like an exclusive relationship with a talis. So the relation, so why? So what? Okay, and then again, the Kenyan, so what is going on? It's that Gabi Isha b'mad dimit yachedes lios lo, because they have an exclusive relationship, nesaras lakal. But what creates that exclusive relationship? The mikudeshes rakli. But how can you create a Mikudeshes Rakli, right? That's the Kenyan Ishos, which is the Mikudeshes Li. So I think the Tosfos really sees them as exactly as one thing, right? It's not quite parallel to Hekdesh. It's not quite parallel to Kenyan. It's a Kenyan Hekdesh Ishos, right? Or a, let's say the change order, like a Kenyan, you know, Isha Mikudeshes, or I don't know, whatever, right? It's Kenyan Ishos. It's not really Kenyan, right? But in some structural ways, it's parallel, but it's not really connected at all, right? It's not like, oh, Kenyan is this broader concept even. It's that there's Kenyan Kesef, and they're totally separately, there's Kenyan Ishos, right? There's Hekdesh, and there's Mikudeshes and Miuchedes Rakli. Those are also separate. Those also don't really work the same way. What sort of works out is that if you have Miuchedes Mikudeshes Li, and you have, you know, Kenyan Ishos, so it's not really, you know, Kenyan or Hekdesh, but it sort of meets in between as like, you know, Kenyan Kiddushin, Kenyan Ishos of Kiddushin, which is the Mikudeshes Miuchedes Mizumenes Li Lios Li Mikudeshes Leolam Bishvili Demisiached Lios Lo Hinaseres Lakal. Right? I just keep reminding this out. Tosus has like these three formulations of the Hekdesh line, right? Which also sounds a lot like the Kenyan line, is because he's just really, I think he's trying to formulate, like, what does it really mean to say Arei Mikudeshesli? Right? We found it much easier to say Mikudeshesli. Tosus finds it much more difficult because I was like, what does that even mean? What do you mean, like Mikudeshesli? You're Hekdesh to me? Like, you know, it's just like very strange. So I think what Tosus is saying is like, well, we're calling it, it's like sort of parallel to Kenyan, but it's not really Kenyan, and sort of parallel to Hekdesh, but it's not really Hekdesh. So we're going to sort of, you know, it's both, and that's why there are these two Lishnos, because we're trying to approximate this idea of a formal, legal, you know, exclusive relationship that then creates an Isser to everybody else. Okay, so like the Kenyan is sort of like the exclusive relationship, and the Hekdesh is sort of like Isser to everybody else, but it's like neither, it's neither of those, it's both of those, right? I think that's what Tosus is really trying to get to. It's not a Kenyan, and it's not really Hekdesh, right? It's this, right? Ikri Kenyan, Ikri Hekdesh, Lishna Daraisa, Lishna Darabanan of Kenyan and Kiddushin. Okay? Fine. Right? For Rashi, it was just totally a linguistic point. There's no Kenyan. For Tosus, there's a Kenyan, right? But it's Kenyanishos. It's not. Not really Kenyan, not Kenyan of what we've been talking about when we were learning, you know, when we were learning Ezekiel. Okay. The Rajba points out something very interesting is, I think we're just going to skim this a little bit, but the Rajba basically points out, he says, wait a second, right? All the questions that the Gemara asked and says, oh, and that's why we had to, the Mishnah had to formulate it a certain way, could have been answered very easily, right? Lo havakasha, amai tana niknes, mishum seifahu de lo matzi lemisni mikadeshes. Right? It had to say, it couldn't say mitkadeshet. We could have just said it can't be mitkadeshet because Ha'isha is not mitkadeshet etz atzma b'misas habal, right? When the husband dies, she's not mikadesh herself back. That doesn't make any sense, right? You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of right, self-coupling. It's like now like a celebrity thing, right? Where you're in a relationship with yourself. Like it's very shemakvor. I'm not exactly sure what the lumdus is, but I think we might have to, you know, make use of it a few times. So, right, the idea is like, oh, you're, you know, you're in a relationship. It's not that you're not, you're single. Because single implies you're chaser, right? You're in a relationship, right? It's like you're not lo tov hayosa adam levado, but the person you're in a relationship with is yourself. I'm not sure exactly how that works. You have to, like, you know, figure out, like, are celebrities, like, always they have dual personalities or, like, you know, they're tzvedinim in being a celebrity. But anyway, that's the lumdus, right? You can't say, unless you're a celebrity, that b'misas habal, right, she is now self-coupling with herself. She's mitkadeshet to herself, right? So obviously you can't say, ha'isha mitkadeshet b'gimel drachim u'mitkadeshet la'atzma b'shtei drachim, right? Because, so that the parallel wouldn't work, right? V'ina mechover, da'adraba, kohecha d'ika lakshuye chada, t'neye shinuye d'mitar, it's a big, okay, so says Rashba, like, why don't we just give a simpler answer, right? Ella b'ha yikal lemeimar demand mosev hud mafarik lebirura lemas nisan. He says the Gemara never had any of these questions. Okay, the Gemara wasn't actually questioning, oh, why don't we formulate it this way? Couldn't we formulate it that way? Oh, we can't because of this, right? The person who's asking the questions is they're all leading questions, essentially. Aval le'el kashale lishna de niknis mishum de kula tamuda kinyan isha belashon kiddushin mapiklei. The one thing that is bothering us, right, and we're going through the song and dance only, right, to emphasize this question, which is, why are we using niknes, right, when we always, in all the rest of Shas, always talk about kiddushin, right? We view erisin as kiddushin, and that's what we talk about all the time in Shas, right? And in weddings, and, you know, that's just literally the only way we ever discuss it. So if that's true, then why are we suddenly talking about niknes, right? Mishum hachi akdima dehai kasha v'hai lo kasha. Right? So that's why the Gemara is asking about niknes, because really the Gemara should have asked what? Why are we talking about ha'ish? Why don't we say ha'ish kone instead of ha'ish niknes, right? If you're going asking questions on the Mishnah, you say, oh, Ha'isha Niknes. Why don't we say Ha'ish Koneh? And why are we saying Koneh? Why don't we say that? So the says the Rashi, because we don't really want to ask, we don't really care about the other question. Our real question is, why are we calling it a Kenyan? Right? Mashna Tani, the Tana Ha'ish Niknes. Right? We could have answered in all those different ways. Okay. How does the Rambam, the Rashba, understand right the answer to that? Right? So okay, Vish Mishekshe, a filu tanya heish kone, hechi halkasoka dait and then nicknames balkarcha. Hecha mitzina makne balkarcha. Right? He says, wait a second. Even if we said heish kone, the Gemara says, right, if we said heish kone, we would have thought that she's nicknames a filu balkarcha. Right? So that's the Rashba, wait a second, I don't get it. Hecha havasoka dait and then nicknames balkarcha. Hecha mitzina makne balkarcha. How do we ever find someone who's kone balkarcha? Right? I can't just go and take your, you know, I don't know, take your apple and say, oh, I'm being koni your apple balkarcha, tough luck. Right? You can't make a kinyan balkarcha. Vishtamitzte.
I mean, you can't do that. It's called theft.
Right. But then you're not, that's not called being kone. That's called theft. Right? Exactly. Right? You're right. I mean, that's, you know, there is a process for that. We call that theft and we say that it doesn't become yours. Right? You know, that's right. That's exactly our point. Like, you know, theft is a very well recognized and respected, you know, economic activity, right? Which has very clear rules. One of which is that the thief doesn't actually gain ownership of the object, right? So it's not a kinyan. So the Rashba says back, oh, v'ishtamitte talua v'zavin zvini zvini, right? So he says, oh, the person who's asking this question actually forgot about the mafia, right? When you make someone an offer they can't refuse, are you kone? Right? So the answer is yes. Right? If the mafia comes and says, look, you're going to sell us your restaurant, you know, otherwise you won't be able to make any use of it, you know, v'hameivin yavin, and they offer you, you know, let's say market price or close, you know, they offer you, you know, a decent amount of money. And you say, okay, fine, you know, I'd rather have the money and my kneecaps and all my internal organs. So, right, so zvine zvine, taluhu v'zavin, zvine zvine, right? V'taluhu v'kadesh kidushin kidushin. Right, so says Rashba, oh, the agavutze zuzim gamro makne nafsha, yeah. If you were to, right, sort of leverage this woman into marrying you, then you'd be mekodesh, right? We're going to look at this Gemara a lot, don't worry. Says, we never had a havamina that you could marry her balkarcha. Our havamina is that you could marry her under duress, right? If you say, oh, you know, marry me or, you know, or I'll bankrupt your family business, right? Or marry me or, you know, or I don't know, like, I don't know, I'm going to, he has blackmail stuff or just, you know, he has like the dirt on your, like, I'll tell the feds that you've been evading taxes for the last like 30 years, right? You owe like $5 million in back taxes. You know, something along those lines. So, right, that's under coercion. But if she says, okay, fine. So then in theory, right, we could have a havamina that works. The kaimalan kareva ashi, damar hasam, bi'isha inamit kadeshet, tihu asa shlokogen, asa lo shlokogen. Okay, she says, oh, we hold that, right, he's acting in a inappropriate manner, right? He's being it's like a churlish knave, or I'm sure there's like a, you know, some particularly phrase that, you know, describes this behavior, right? And you know, we don't let the kiddushin be chal. Viduke dehacha kervashi asya. V'amimah mitarz lakiddushin tekama mishum detanu b'seifa. Hey, right, see the gemara there. The Ishan Su Lekadesh. Okay, we're gonna skip that part. We're gonna get back to that later. All right, what about the parallel opposite where the Ish is shotgun weddings, right? Where you say, like, you know, you're gonna marry my daughter or else. Okay, what's the Rashba saying? On the one hand, he's saying, of course we have a no havamina that you could have kiddushin bakarchak. But on the other hand, what's he saying? What's he making a parallel to? What rules is he assuming are applicable?
All the regular rules of Kinyan.
Exactly, right? The Rashba is applying all the regular rules of Kinyan. He's saying, oh, his question is, you can't have a Kinyan Balkarcha, right, by Mammon, And his answer is, oh, well, actually, we're not. You can have a kinyan of taluh of his oven, right? Where, you know, a kinyan under duress works by mamon. And in theory, it should work by kiddushin too, right? There's a chiddush that it doesn't. We're going to get into that later, right? Next set of shiurim. But right now, we're saying, oh, you know, if you coerce someone into getting married, then, you know, then it should work because monetarily it should work. Okay, so the Rajba seems to be assuming the mechanics are very much, you know, similar to Kinyan Mamon, right? So it says the Rajba, though. So wait, so we think, so we're not too worried. The Rajba later, right, says, oh, you know, the Rajba is assuming that Kinyan Mamon, the Kinyan is the same sort of Kinyan, right? The Rajba later says, oh, wait a second. The reinforcements have arrived. Kivan digu. So the Raj was asking, oh, you know, I'm just going to stop sharing it, right? So on one hand, the Raj was said, oh, Kinyan is the same as Kinyan Mamon. It's following the same rules, right? Is it the same Chalos Kinyan? Right? So thankfully, the Raj elsewhere talks about this, right? The Raj says, he's talking about a case of Ribbis, where he says, okay, you lend money, and you say, oh, I'm going to lend you this money. Right, you're gonna have to return me the money, but then also, right, you know, haret mikudesh sleeve with the fact that I'm also lending you the money. Okay? Vishlomar. Why is it, so his question is, why isn't a ribis? Right? Because I'm giving you $500 and you're getting back $500 on a wife. Right? It's a pretty good deal, right? Right? It's a dweem within a dweem, plus $500, and all you have to give was $500. So you get your $500 back. Plus, right, plus a wife. Seems like a pretty good deal, right? Sounds like ribis ktsutsa, right? You gave X amount of money, you got back the same amount of money plus something extra. Yish lomar, kivan digufa mamish lo kanile, lo heavy ribis. Says Rajba, you don't actually, right? You didn't actually get a wife in the sense of ownership. You don't monetarily have any ownership, right? The Maisa Kinyan might follow the rules of Kinyan Mamon, right? But there's no Chalos Kinyan Mamon, right? Marriage is not a financial affair, right? Amy, you know, in Little Woman, you know, being left aside, right? Marriage is marriage, right? It's a dweem within a dweem. But, right, the way in which you effect the dream within a dream is through a Kinyan Mamon. Right? So on the one hand, the rules of Kinyan Mamon apply, but the chalos is a totally different chalos. Yeah. Right? So there's no ribis because you didn't buy anything, right? Gufa mamish lo kanile, right? You don't own the woman at the end of the day. You weren't kona her, right? The kidushe kesef is a Kinyan kesef, but at the end of the day, there's no chalos Kinyan, there's a chalos ishas, right? You're using the mechanism of Kinyan as a way to achieve a certain end, right? So just in a, you know, very short, you know, recap, Rashi says there's no Kinyan, it's linguistic. Tosaf said there is Kinyan, but it's a Kinyan Isha, so it has nothing to do with actual Kinyan that we're familiar with in general. The Rajba says, actually, yes, there is a Maisa Kinyan, a classic Maisa Kinyan, right? But, right, when we use the Maisa Kinyan, which has the same rules as Mamon, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're, right, effecting monetary ownership. Now, you can explain that in two ways, okay? We can explain that the way we were pointing about Rashi's linguistic point, right, which is maybe when we talk about Kinyan, is Maisa Kinyan class, you know, your classic Maisa Kinyan, is that a monetary Kinyan? Or is that Kinyan? And then you have a subset of monetary Kinyan, and you have a subset of Kinyanishas. And the Rajba is saying the rules of Kinyan apply to both, but they're two separate Kinyanim, but that, right? But that idea of Kinyan is creating relationships, Kinyan is creating Hitchayvut, still applies. That's one way to look at it, right? Like we were saying with the Sma and Levi in Kinyan Sodar. Or we could say that, no, there's a real Kinyan, and that Kinyan is a monetary Kinyan, right? But it's a legal tool which we are using to effect kiddushin, right? Sort of like the smack was saying that Eirusin is just a way, right, to create a more formal ishas. So the way in which you create formal ishas is either through kinyan kasef or shtar or bia, right? And we'll get into the other types of, you know, ways of doing Kiddushin, right? Maybe those aren't even, right, work totally or mechanically are very different, right? Is Bia a Kinyan? Is Bia a monetary Kinyan, right? Kind of hard to say yes, right? But we're still saying it's Kone, it creates Ke'ishas. So the Rav would say, yeah, well, one way to do it, there are lots of different options of how to create Erisin, right? There are legal ways of formalizing the fact that now we're getting married. One way is to do a Kinyan. One way is to write a contract, right? One way is to go to a judge if you're, you know, secularly. And one way is for Kiddush Ediyah, right? But they're all just formal ways to achieve a formal agreement or to formalize the process. So either the Rajba is saying that Kinyanim, right, are not just Mammon. Kinyanim are Kinyan, right, the broader concept. Or the Rajba is saying that we're dealing with an actual Kinyan Mammon, but the Chalos is Ishos. The Chalos isn't Kinyan. Okay? Now, just really out very quickly. The Rush has a line in Ksuvis. It's not totally fair. I'm taking this out of context, but I just want to put it in because it, like, you know, I want to put it in. The Gemara there says that if they don't get married when they're supposed to be getting married, so it's his problem, not hers. And he has to, right, and all the financial obligations kick in. Why? So it says she can say, Nistab chasadehu, right? Let's say if you were to buy a field and it would get flooded, since you already bought it and now it got flooded, right? Sorry, you bought it. It's yours. A natural disaster happened to something that you own. Not my problem, right? So she can say, look, let's say she gets sick, right? She can tell him, sorry, your problem, right? Kalabasa, but, you know, I'm sick, so we can't get married, but you're still chayv to support me. Because, you did Kiddushin, the time passed, and kolabasa to you. Why? Hi, to tell you b'mazala v'lo b'mazala. Why is it, why do we say, oh, it's his problem? Why don't we say it's her problem? So the answer is, so he goes through a bunch of options. He says, no, you know, it doesn't make sense that, right? He says, oh, maybe pruvu. He says, well, you know, that wouldn't explain other part details. He says, yish lomar. Says, oh, she's Kinyan Kaspo, right? And she's Teloy on his mazel, just like, you know, his other possessions. So if something bad happens to his possessions, you know, that's his problem, not hers, right? So in the one sense, right, now we got, like, in terms of our chart, right, we can fill in, like, oh, maybe there's a Kinyan, and not only is there a Maisa Kinyan, right, but the Chalos Zishos, there's a Maisa Kinyan, and she's actually, he knew yellow, right? Now, the problem is that, so that's one hand, the only hand for filling out the chart would be, right, we found that, like, all the way on the extreme, like, you know, one-liner that says, like, oh, yeah, like, Kinyan, right, everyone else basically said, like, either Kinyan doesn't mean Kinyan, right, or, you know, right, if we were like, oh, we have this great question, like, how could you be Kona, you know, a woman monetarily, how could it be a monetary Kinyan? So basically, everybody said it's not, right? We just understood that, all right? It was like one of those, like, oh, like, you know, sounds really good questions, and it's just like, you don't understand what's going on. But, like, now we found this one line of the Rush, which says, like, bam, you know, like, not only is it a Kinyan, it's a monetary Kinyan, and she's Kiruyalo, right? The problem is if you look, right, if we look back, what's the Rush trying to explain? Right, the Rush is trying to explain why we say if we have to, you know, there are repercussions. Something bad happened, natural disaster. Who pays for natural disasters? Right, him or her? So at the end of the day, the Rush says that you know, it's his problem, not hers. Right? Why? Because, you know, he's the one who, you know, did the Kinyan. She's Knuyolo. The problem is he's not actually saying that he owns her. Right, what he's saying is that he did a Kinyan, and therefore she's Tluya b'mazalo, right? Which really means she's in his field of orbit, in his orbit, as opposed to the opposite, right? Something bad happens to things in your orbit, it's your problem. Now, does that mean that, right, that he's actually saying that she's Kinyan Kaspo, like, and the monetary, and there's a monetary Kinyan like Avdo Shoro Chamoro? Unlikely, right? It's more, I think he's really saying, oh, you know, in the Sugyos in, I think it's in Baba Kama, where we talk about like Mazalo Garam and Orba Metzia, where like, oh, Nishtata Sadehu, and then, you know, who has to hold the loss. So, you know, so it's the same idea, just like there. I don't think he's really saying it, but he does have, his line does sound that way, sort of. So we're still putting it in the chart. But you can definitely say that he definitely, you know, definitely points towards a more monetary perspective on the Kenyan, right? Even if you only say like the Rajba, that there's a Maisa Kenyan, but the Chalos is a Chalos Ishos, I think you would say, oh, the Rush must be going a little bit further than that, right? Now, I think Bepashtos is right. The Rush would say, oh, right, there's also a monetary component to marriage, potentially, right? If you go back to our chart all the way in the beginning of the year, then where we're saying, oh, what are the different components of marriage, right? Finances is a component, right? So if there's that component, so we could say, oh, right, then, you know, part of the Kenyan is also a chalos Kenyan for financial issues, and that would mean that it's his problem if it's, right, nistach basadeu, talya b'mazala v'lo b'mazala. So I definitely think we could say, right, without, you know, too much exaggeration, that the Rajwa is kind of saying there is a monetary component. I don't think we can really say that he thinks that you're being kone, but still works well for the chart. Just cool point. The chinuch just says like the exact opposite. I'm also going to see this on Reglachas because we're running out of time. But the chinuch says that the mitzvah, the kiddushin, is maisa kinyan, maisa kiddushin, not kinyan. There is no chalos kinyan, right? Mishrashe a mitzvah. Lasos maisa b'isha yore inyan zivugam teram yishkavima v'lo yavala kebal alzonam bli maisa acher kodem. The point of kiddushin, the content of kiddushin, is the maisa acher kodem, right? The oser before ishos, like the Rambam. But he says, oh, v'gam nomar, and another reason, shehu kidesha titan ala liba la'olam shehi knuya la'oso ish. But she should feel like she's knuya, right? And then b'chein yesh shivta mikimam b'shalom la'olam, right? And she should, you know, give him kavod and, right, let him, you know, make have the final, who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home, right? The papa, ayin sham, fiddler on the roof, right? And, right? And why is pachos misham v'pruta not kiddushin? Not because it's not mamon, right? If it was a kinyan mamon, then we don't know why. Pachos misham v'pruta is not a kinyan mamon, right? Why? Because it's like, eh, right? It doesn't count as like a real maisa. It's not meaningful. Okay? But then, what are we saying? He's saying it should feel like a kinyan, but actually it's not a kinyan at all. So it's like exactly the opposite of the, right, of, I would say like the Rajba, or the Rush, definitely like the opposite of the Rush. The Rush is saying, oh, you know, maybe there's some sort of like kinyan mama going on, right? So we could like, you know, we could put all the financial problems on his head. The chinuch is saying there's nothing financial going on, but she should feel like it. Right? It's just very interesting. Right? It's a maisa kinyan, but it should be near elikinyan to, you know, promote fidelity and marital tranquility. It's a very like interesting say for a chinuch. So anyway, we found like two shitos to like put all the way on the ends of our, you know, of our chart. But ultimately what we've seen you know, which is we're going to see again in the next sigya, is basically when we talk about ishos, right, and kiddushin as a kinyan. So either right, Rashi says, or it's just a linguistic point, right? Okay, fine, not as exciting. Tosa says there's kinyan, but we're talking about kinyan ishos, right? And we thought that kinyan ishos means kiddushin, right, mekadesh. Then we saw that there's right the shita of let's say the Rajba. Right, that kiddushin is a maisa kinyan, right? The chalos is chalos ishos. The Rush maybe even thinks that it's, we're talking about kinyan, we mean kinyan, right? That's not the only thing in ishos, right? It's also lishna d'oraisa of kinyan, right? Lishna d'rabana and mikadesh, right? Of hektesh. But there is a potentially a component of actual kinyan. Again, we're kind of taking the Rush, out of context. So it's not totally fair, but he might, you know, I feel like you could definitely say that there is some sort of financial component there that he's building the, you know, the Nisbach Sadehu Talib Mazalo on. But he is saying that there's at least some monetary component. And then it was just threw in at the end there, like the Chinuch says, oh, you know, and what we're going to see also in the Rambam, that Kiddushin has no Kinyan content. It's not a Kinyan at all, right? It's a Maisa Oser, right? But the Rambam says it's a Maisa Oser, and the Rambam, right? The Rambam doesn't give too much valence to Kinyan, right? And we're going to see that a lot. The Rambam has very, right, very particular opinion about that. The Chinuch, though, is like, oh, but why do we call it a Kinyan? Because it should, like, feel like a Kinyan. It's like very, I just think it's like a very, very funny, like flip where he's like, it's totally not a Kinyan, but you should feel like a Kinyan.